Reading today is Psalm 30. I will exalt you, Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. Lord, my God, I called to you for help and you healed me. You, Lord, brought me up from the realm of the dead. You spared me from going down to the pit. Sing the praises of the Lord, you his faithful people. Praise his holy name. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. When I felt secure, I said, I will never be shaken. Lord, when you favored me, you made my royal mountain stand firm. But when you hid your face, I was dismayed. To you, Lord, I called. To the Lord, I cried for mercy. What is gained if I am silenced? If I go down to the pit, will the dust praise you? Will it proclaim your faithfulness? Hear, Lord, and be merciful to me. Lord, be my help. You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing your praises and not be silent. Lord, my God, I will praise you forever. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
My story. Growing up, a very normal kind of childhood. It was the 50s and 60s. Everybody went to church. It was the norm. But I'm not going to devolve into that time of the day or that time of my life. As I got older, things started to fray on the edges. Going off to college, more and more influences. Parties, women, drugs, drinking. It was a radicalizing time, but my story is not about the times. It is about my faith journey. I guess I had a charmed childhood, adolescence and early adulthood, college days, studying abroad, travel, a summer seminar at the United Nations. But after college, I had a plan. But that plan failed. The plan doesn't matter much, rather, how I reacted. I was disillusioned, distanced, part-time jobs, slept on couches of friends, the summer of 1973. At my brother's house, Don's house, I remember it to this day. I said, there is no God. I can remember it to this day. Then, of course, there was a woman who I foolishly thought I would impress, the type of woman who could drive a man to distraction and ruin. But that's not my story. I slipped from one menial job to the next, the janitor, the garbage collector, the turkey processor, the pole barn builder in the bitter, bitter cold. Living and sleeping in my old truck, parking in the congregational parking lot so as not to run afoul of the law, taking shelter at the First Church in Madison. But I wasn't homeless. From time to time, I would live at home, help on the farm, but I chafed under my father's stern rule. In March 1974, I had had enough. I headed north on foot. Sheltering in an old machine shed, I made my way to a railway. Have you ever hopped on a moving freight train? Desperate times calls for desperate measures. So how does this, my story, end? Did I get on the ship in Duluth, go out to sea, never to return again, a hardened man? I can still picture that flophouse room in Superior Dockyards, old peeling brown paint, bare light bulb. I made my way to the dock. And then I looked around me and saw clearly the stench and the disgust of the bathroom, the restroom, and I thought to myself, what am I doing? I went outside in that March night, got on my knees and confessed my sins, repented for my blasphemy in the name of God and for thinking I was a God or Jesus. And then I went and said in a clear, sound words, Jesus, you are my Lord and Savior. Now, it wasn't like scales fell from my eyes, but I was at peace. I called my sister in the Twin Cities, made my way there, and the long process of forgiving others. So why do I tell you my story? Why bear my soul? Well, it's not my soul, after all. Rather, to have you share your story. Maybe not up here, but to share with someone, some others. And your story may not include a freight train or even a cold Duluth day, but it's your story, and it is just as good or relevant as mine. Your story may be you have always followed Jesus, like Dora or many other number of persons in the Bible. That is a story that needs telling. Now, if you don't have a story, the good news is God has a story for you. Thank you.